Last week, in the poem on friendship by Khalil Gibran from The Prophet, I reached the line, "Let your best be for your friend." And if you must know the ebb of your tide, let him know its flood also. For what is your friend that you seek him with ours to kill? Seek him always with ours to live. For it is his to fulfill your need, but not your emptiness. And I was thinking, sometimes friends only contact us when they're down. Or we only contact a friend when we're down. Well, any excuse for contact's good. It's rather boring. If whenever we're in contact, it's because we need. We're in need. It's very nice to meet when we're in flood, when the tide is in flood, not just in the ebb. Have you ever tried to fill the bath with the plug out? It's very exhausting. If whenever you're tanking up something, it's all leaking. Well, we all leak. Grace has been poured into our hearts. Lots of love's been given to us in life. But we leak. Instead of having a full system or a full petrol tank, we seem to sort of drain away all that affirmation, all that love. The trouble is, we don't always know where we're leaking. Some people are holes below the waterline. So their bilge is full of seawater, salt water. And they feel very heavy in the water. And there's no room for cargo and friends and butter, because they're carrying all this seawater around the world, being very low in the water themselves. Such a waste of energy. The way to get better is to find out where it is that we leak. Where is this hemorrhage? Where is this hole below the waterline? And then put a cork in it. And then we can use our bilge pump, which is our tears, to send the salt water back to Mother Ocean where it belongs. We shouldn't really be carrying all this salt water on us. But with friends, we can feel confident enough sometimes to let all that salt water come away. The bilge pump can work, and we can send that water back to Mother Ocean where it belongs. Maybe one day I'll give a little thought piece on, for me, one of the most profound songs I've ever heard, "Bridge Over Troubled Water," where the last verse is, "Sail on, silver girl, sail on homeward by. Your time has come, all your dreams come their way, see how they shine. Oh, when you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind." So if we're rather filled with salt water because we've been out in all weathers, with friends we can not have to pretend anything. We can sometimes weep away our pains. But when we weep, sometimes it is a convulsion of sadness. I don't know if you've ever experienced feeling sick in the night. And you're thinking, oh, what a terrible thing to have to be sick. It's the most awful convulsion there is. I'll walk up and down. I'll have a peppermint sweet to try and help. And then after about an hour, I think, it's no good, it's no good. If I'd been ill, sick, an hour ago, I'd feel all right now. And here am I walking up and down, still feeling ill. So one might go to the bathroom and kneel down. Make sure you're not going to bang your head, because it is a convulsion. You have to make sure you're safe before you can let rip. And sometimes people have their pains, but they don't feel safe. But with a friend, we feel safe to be able to share our sorrows. But also, Khalil Gibran is saying, let's also share our joys, so that our friendship isn't just a morbid thing, It's a positive, fun, enjoyable experience. Because there's nothing like it in this world, as I said at the beginning of these series of talks, to feel that you're chosen as a friend and that you can share your story, whatever it is, both the heights and the depths. Amen.